let's review. The Gemara continues with a brisa. Tanu Rabbanan, Shnayim Chasumin al Hashtar v'Mesu. In a case in which the Edim HaChasumim, the signed witnesses, died. Ubo Shnayim Nashu Gva Amru, Ayedanu Shiksav Yadam Hu, Avalanusim Hayu, Ketanim Hayu, Psuli Edus Hayu. And two other Edim who recognized the Chasimas performed Kim Shtaris, but added that the Shtar is invalid because the signed Edim were either coerced to sign or minors or disqualified for Edus at the time of the Chasima. Hare Elu Nemanim. Their testimony to disqualify the Shtar is accepted because of a Pesha Asa Hu a Pesha Heter. A Pesha Asa, the Edim who authenticated the Shtar by stating Ksav Yadim Hu a Pesha Heter, they can disqualify the Shtar by stating Anusim Hayu. However, the Brisa continues, V'yim Yesh Edim Shiksav Yadim Hu Zeh, when Kim Shtaris was performed through other Edim who recognized these signatures, or Oishai Ksav Yadim Yitzin Mokam Achar Mishtar Shekar Lav Ir V'huchzik B'bezdin, through another Shtar bearing these signatures, which was challenged and validated in Bezdin, Ein Elu Nemanim. Their testimony to disqualify the Shtar is not accepted because there is no HaPesha Asa or HaPesha Heter. Since these Edim did not authenticate the Shtar, they cannot disqualify the Shtar. The Gemara explains that although Ein Elu Nemanim, that they cannot disqualify the Shtar, Loi Magvinen Be, the Shtar is also not valid to collect the loan with it, because Trei Treininu. This is the situation of 2 versus 2, in which the Edim HaMekayimim are Makrish, they contradict the Edim HaChasumim as to the authenticity of the Shtar, which is enough to create a Safik, doubt as to the validity of the Shtar. Therefore, V'ukim Emoina B'cheskes Mari, the money or item remains with the one in possession. In the case of a halva, a loan, the loiver, the borrower, is the muhzik, the possessor. And in the case of a mekach, a sale, the meicher, the seller, is the muhzik. The tayin, the claimant, cannot collect with the shtar. The Gemara discusses the above-mentioned kiyim through ksav yadim yeitzim makam achar, comparing their signatures to another document, in which there are several conditions. Mishtar shakar lav iru v'huchzik u'bevesn. It must be compared to a shtar whose authenticity was challenged and validated in Bezdin, or Mishtei Ksuvos or Mishtei Sadois, V'husha Achlam Balein Gimel Shanim Uveshufi. Two Ksuvos of two married women, or two Shtar Mechiris, sale contracts, where the buyers used the field at least 3 years without challenge. The marriage or the usage verifies the authenticity of the documents. Uveyotzi Mitachas Yad Achar. The comparison is valid only if these shtaris were furnished by others. The comparison is not valid if the other shtaris were furnished by the current Baal HaShtar, because he could have used those shtaris to forge the current shtar. The Gemara continues with the Braisa. Kaisav Adam Edusei Al HaShtar Umeir Ola Afalacha Kamashanam. A witness may record his testimony in writing and use it to testify in the future. His testimony will be valid. However, Rav Huna says, V'hush zeichro me'atzmai. His testimony based on the writing is valid only if he remembers the basic story from memory and uses the writing to remind him of the details. However, einu zeichro me'atzmai. His testimony based on the writing is not valid if he does not remember the basic story from memory and needs the writing to remind him of the basic story. Because the pasuk states, al pi shnayim edim, by the mouths of the two witnesses, from which Chazal derive, mipihem v'lo mipik savam. We only accept oral testimony, but not written testimony. Since he is relying completely on the shtar, it is considered mipik savam. Rabbi Yechon disagrees and says, afapi she'ein zeicher me'atzmai. His testimony based on the writing is valid even if he does not remember the basic story from memory and needs the writing to remind him of the basic story. In other words, he remembers the story from memory after reading it. Rabbi Yechon holds that since after reading it he recalls the Edus, it is not considered Mipik Savam. However, as Rashi adds, Aval Eina Niska Lagamri Loi, if even after reading it he still cannot recall the Edus, this is considered Mipik Savam because his testimony is based on the written record. The Gemara adds that according to Rabbi Yechon, Mitker Chad L'Chavri, one aid may remind the other aid. However, Atzmai, regarding the Baldin reminding the aid, there is a Machloikas. Rav Chaviva Amar Fala Atzmai, even this is permitted because he won't testify unless he recalls the Edus. Ma'bered Rav Ashi Amar Atzmai Loi. This is prohibited because he might testify without recalling the Edus. However, Ve'it Sove Mirabonin Hu Afala Atzmai. If the Edus is a Tamach Chacham, even Atzmai is mutter because he certainly will not testify unless he recalls the Edus. The Gemara continues with a machlokes, which discusses the length of time of which a person can recall. The Mishnah Masechet Allah states, Hatululiyos hakrayvos, bein leir hasmuch lebeis hakfaris, ubein lederech beis hakfaris, amount of earth which is in the vicinity of a city that's near a cemetery or on a road that leads to a cemetery. Echad chadashis ve'echad yeshanis tmeis, whether it's a recent or old tale, it is considered tame, because there is a possibility that a mace was buried in the tail. However, harchaikos, if the tail is distant from the ear or derech, there is less probability of a mace. Therefore, chadashis tahiris, a recent tale is considered tar because people would remember if a mace was buried there. Yeshanis tameis, an old tale is considered tame because people may have forgotten if a mace was buried there. Ezuhi kareva chamishim am veizuhi yeshana shishim shana divrei Rameir. Rameir says that kareva means within a distance of 50 amas, and yeshana means from more than 60 years ago. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kareva she'en kareva himena, yeshana she'en odem zeichra. Yehuda says that kareva means the closest tail to the ear or derech, and yeshana means that no one can recall when the tail was yet non-existent. The Gemara explains that that which Rameir said that a person generally recalls only up to 60 years applies only to matters d'loy ramyola, that are not incumbent upon them to remember. However, regarding Eidus, keeping the Ramele afil tuvanami, since it is incumbent upon him to remember so that he will be able to testify, he can recall for many more years. The Sugya of Kimishtaris continues in the next daf.